J.C. Latham getting settled here at our desk. And we're excited to have the Titans offensive lineman on with us. J.C., what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm excited to be here.
How did it feel out there today? I know the pads aren't on yet, but yeah. It had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, it definitely felt good. I mean, this is about as close as real as it can get. You know, it's only going to get realer as time moves on. It's not OTAs no more. So, yeah, something serious for sure.
You look good. We had you on last year as a rookie. Now, how much have you dropped?
Yeah, about 40 pounds. I got up to like 375 last year. I was 334 when I weighed in. So,
very nice. Looking very good.
Thank you.
How did we drop 40 pounds?
Yeah, I mean, I sat down with Bill Callahan, positional coach, and Lauren, our nutritionist. I had a part-time chef when I got up in weight. I had to make a full-time. And, yeah, we just broke down the calories on, you know, how much I can eat a day and burn more than what I'm putting in. So, you know, about two meals a day, 1,000 calories per meal, so 2,000 calories total. And then making sure you're getting in, you know, two workouts in. So, and you're not trying to kill yourself, but make it high quality work. So, you know, you get a workout in the afternoon, eat lunch, get a nap, get some rest and recovery in, and then maybe another workout in and have like a dinner at 6 o'clock and then cut out all the snacks.
What did you have to stop? Like, when I was trying to lose weight, I had to drive by Burger King. I love Burger King. What do you have to like, hey, I'm good, see y'all, is there something out there that got you?
I mean, everything. I mean, there's so much out there, especially for a guy like me. You know, I ain't come from a lot, so, you know, that was one of the things that getting to the NFL, like, I mean, you had NIL in college where you can kind of, you know, enjoy yourself. But,
sure.
You know, in college, you're younger, you're more active, and you honestly don't have a lot of time for a lot. So, yeah, when you get to the NFL, you have so much free time on your hands, especially around, you know, when the season comes, like, because they're letting you prepare your body and stuff like that. So it gets hard to – it's a hard responsibility to manage to not, I guess, give in to your temptations. For me, that would be like food. So, you know, just really managing that and knowing I had to give that up for, you know, the betterment of the team.
I'm fascinated by this. Like, and you may not notice it completely yet because you haven't put the pads on, but do you feel quicker?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I feel extremely better just moving around, being out here. You know, I feel I kind of felt a little bit suffocated towards the end of the year last year. And obviously, you know, we had that talk. That's how it affected my play. And, you know, I mean, in my opinion, it really, because by the time we had the conversation, he talked to me about it halfway through the year, but I was playing good ball at that point, so I wasn't taking it as serious. That Thanksgiving game is where, you know, I realized, I was like, okay, if I want to be elite, all pro and all that, whatever comes with it, I'm going to have to lose this weight. And, I mean, it was towards the end of the year, December. We only had like four games left, so wasn't too much we can do. We were just putting in the plan for the offseason, trying to finish this season as strong as we can. But, yeah, that's when I started noticing. I was like, if I want to play at that elite level, I got to lose, you know, all of this extra weight.
Does it feel good to be back home at right tackle?
Yeah. I mean, wherever, you know, the team wants me to play, I'll play there. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a certain level of comfortability with it because, you know, playing it for 2 years in college and then now playing it here, training at it all off season. There's a certain level of comfort you have with the position.
When did you know you were going to be right tackle? Did they tell you at the end of the season, like, we're going to get somebody at left tackle, move you to right tackle?
Yeah, they told us we were going to fix all the issues we had. We were going to find a tackle because we needed a tackle. And then it was funny because I went to Duke O-line masterminds in March, training with him for a month, and that's where I met Dan Moore. And, you know, I knew he was a free agent, and, you know, he had told us, he's like, yeah, I'm going to see, you know, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of played in my head at that point. I was like, okay, well, he only plays left, so would I be playing right? That would kind of make a little bit of sense, but – I mean, you never know how it could work out. And then we ended up, I think a week later after that, he ended up signing with us.
Right.
So then I was like, okay, well, no one called me to confirm it then, but I was kind of getting that awareness, like, I'll probably be playing left. And then when we signed Zeitler, that's when they were like, hey, we're going to move you to right to play with Zeitler. So, you know, that confirmation of, you know, after Dan, I kind of was aware of it, but they confirmed it when we signed Zeitler. So.
Real quick, you wear your watch during practice?
This is my first time wearing it. I like to keep track of my, you know, my load throughout the day. I went to get a Whoop band.
Yeah.
So, but it didn't come in time. So, and I see, you know, my watch will track, like, you know, obviously it'll track everything.
Yeah, right. You got an email right now.
Yeah, so, but I try to keep track of it because some days it'll be like you didn't reach reach your goal. And I know I had practice, and it didn't count practice.
Oh.
So I want to, like, kind of see what would it be if I had it on during practice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to transition to the Whoop because it's a little bit more professional, but, yeah.
Good.
Cam's calling the play. Oh, hang on, dude. Mom's texting. speaking of Cameron Ward, your quarterback, what has that been like, him in the huddle, him walking up to the line of scrimmage? Because I was telling him watching earlier, I know that stuff is very simple. It doesn't necessarily win you games, win a play, but he looked like he's been doing it for 5 years. Like, he looked like he really commanded that. So what's it like working with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Having a quarterback like that, I mean, you know, Will was a great quarterback, so I'm not trying to undermine him in no
sure.
means. But, you know, Cam brings his own type of swagger. And in the same sense, you know, he doesn't back down to nobody. You know, like I said, to the story about him and Jeff, how, you know, they were kind of barking at each other in the spring. And then today, you know, Jeff was like, oh, Cam's quiet. And he's like, I'm just waiting for the pass to get on. He said it right to him. So, you know, that's Cam. Like, you know, he's going to never back down to nobody, no matter who you are. And he's never going to, you know, shy away from any type of competition. He's going to try to take control and demand greatness out of all of us and just always keep our heads up and keep pushing forward.
Is there a sense of pride that you as a second-year player, he's a rookie, you got a lot of young guys that are on this team that now you can build something together from scratch?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I recently watched the Netflix series Quarterback.
Yeah.
And one thing that, you know, a lot of us, even myself, kind of tend to forget, like, you look at the Lions when they first got Jared Goff, I think at one point they were like 1-10-1. That first year with Jared Goff, and they were, you know, they were really bad that year. You know, they trended up, and now they're Super Bowl caliber team. You know, 2 years ago they were a couple plays away from making it to the Super Bowl. So, you know, understanding that nothing can happen overnight, and in that regard. So, but having a chance to kind of build from the ground up, and to build a team of that much success and culture is really important to all of us.
As we wrap up with you, I have to bring this up because last year you sat down at this table. We talked about the college football video game. You won a couple of championships with Vanderbilt.
Right? Yeah.
Have you defended your crown this year?
Yeah. I'm actually in another dynasty now. I had to go back to Alabama. I feel like
okay.
I kind of
they kind of needed you.
I put a little voodoo on them because I beat Bama with Vanderbilt right shortly after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so when it happened in real life, I was just like, man, I'm kind of unfortunate. But, yeah, so I went back to Bama in the new dynasty just to, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't known. We were at SEC Media Days last week. I picked Bama to win the national championship.
There you go.
This guy did not.
I didn't.
Remember that when you come back next time.
I went Texas. That's okay. That's all right. JC, thanks so much for doing
Absolutely.
This. We appreciate it. Best of luck through camping this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
JC Latham joining us. Great way to end it.